Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm privileged to welcome a very, very accomplished professional from Vancouver, Canada, Maxine Cunningham. Maxine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Not very accomplished yet. Lots to accomplish.
I'm sure, yes. Maxine is the CEO of Pick My Brain. She's on a mission to help 1 million professionals share their knowledge. She is reimagining the future of work, and we'll talk about that. And she's a creative knowledge monetizer. So Maxine, let's start with Pick My Brain. Tell me about this venture and your motivation to start it.
With pleasure. I feel like we are on the same mission. You just gave me an introduction of how important it is to tap into the thousands of leaders who have knowledge, wisdom, and experience to share and spread. And to me, there's nothing more impactful or valuable than making sure that those sources are transferring knowledge. And so Pick My Brain is really what you're doing, but a directory, a relational database where you could actually have a conversation with anyone from your network by asking or requesting time from that community. And so, yeah, at its baseline, it is a profile that shows off to the world that you are open and available to being booked for your knowledge. You set your own rate rules and availability. And it's a marketplace that I, as a person who is inquiring about the global perspective, can go to search up and have a conversation with someone and see what unlocks from there.
Wonderful. And when you talk of your mission to help 1 million professionals, for our viewers and listeners, help me understand this with an example of what, where the value added will be.
Of course, yeah. The mission is to facilitate, the first goal is to facilitate 1 million conversations between the world's people one-on-one. We think that if that many people, we can get them talking, especially every month, a lot of value will be unlocked. And so an example of that is actually one of the programs that we've launched called Meet the World's People. It's our basic entry product. And it's very similar to Audible, where instead of paying $15 a month to get a credit to go download a book because you've committed to reading, you pay $15 a month and you get a credit and you go have a conversation, a 30-minute conversation with someone from the world to meet the world's people, all ages, all countries, all disciplines. And to give you an example, I'm going through the program right now. We're beta testing it. The last person I used my credit on was actually a woman from Egypt, and her headline was, "Ask me about the Egyptian revolution from 2011 and why I risked my life to fight from it." And so I got to use my credit to have a conversation with her, to connect to someone my age but from Egypt, and that's what she invited in. So to express the value of that conversation goes far beyond what typically we look for in business, because I don't think I'd be able to identify that I wanted that. But that conversation taught me about values. It taught me about momentum. It taught me about community. It taught me about her perspective being under a certain political mantra and her feelings. And I walked away with this feeling that you give every time you interview someone. You get a little glimpse into what they're focusing all their time and energy on.
Correct.
And so it's just an opportunity. It's an excuse. It's a tool that if you want to make sure that you maintain a certain level of global perspective, you should probably sign up for Meet the World's People, because on the internet, we are algorithmed. And so I'm tagged as a startup founder, an entrepreneur, you know, investor, you know, and that's what the internet shows me. Like, I wouldn't have got to meet Hadir from Egypt to have a conversation about a revolution that actually does relate to what I'm doing, just in a far different way. And that's just one example. And we're we're beta testing 100 people that are doing that every month.
Amazing.
Picking someone from a global database and making the permission to have that conversation.
That's such a powerful tool to get one's message across, isn't it? So that's quite amazing. Now, from the perspective of an entrepreneur, what have been some of your challenges and learnings as you have been scaling up?
Yeah, this is to give context, like my first startup that is a technology product that is scalable globally, that's also a peer-to-peer financial payout system and uses smart contracts and has transferred just $1 million of value. So it's this tech tool that can scale. So first time thinking about the power of expanding a business remote internationally across disciplines, across ages, using the tools of today. So I've learned that the climate, the world, that the game that we're playing now is global. More than it ever has been, which is kind of exciting.
Correct.
Scaling into that is very interesting, especially when you're a first-time founder and you're building all your standard operating procedures and finding out who you are and what value you offer. And I think what I have just come to, I've been at it for 5 years. I've been pushing this idea for 5 years, have onboarded, you know, just under 1,000 people from 88 countries from word of mouth. And everything takes longer and costs twice as much as you think, but it's an infinite game. And you really got to enjoy it too. And just think, you kind of start with a scope and you start to learn and feel where you should go next and letting, and the economy has entirely changed. So there's no rules. You got to kind of find them out again and be challenged to, you know? Yeah. And so, I mean, it's the first time I've ever seen scaling something, holding that. I don't know if that answers the question.
No, it does. It does.
Yeah.
And, you know, yet when I was reading about you, there is, you know, you say that you package, price, sell, and share knowledge, and you help people, do this. Help me understand what you are doing, and then I've got a couple of more questions than this.
Okay. I'm going to start with a story. Of how I learned that you could package and price and sell knowledge in new ways. And it was my desire to be able to actually like date without dating. I was always, meet people without having to sign on to romantic adventures. And I learned how much, how many people there are to meet. And so I was like, getting this idea of like, if I want someone's knowledge, what am I buying from them? Their time? Is it like, what kind of profile do they need? And I thought, if I could sell a coffee in conversation, because I want to go to, a coffee conversation with everyone in the world. That would be my end goal until I'm 100, one of them. If I wanted to do that, let's see if someone would buy one for me. So I packaged and priced a coffee in conversation, talked to a Vancouver startup founder, for an hour, and let's just dream about the future of work.
Wow.
Let's talk about an idea you have. And that's it. That's my, bring a journal and we'll see if I can sell it. Cause I'm not anyone special, right? I'm an average person, but it's got, and I had 60 people from around the world book and pay me $75 to have a coffee and a conversation with me.
Wow.
And every interaction I had was brilliant.
Okay.
I would have paid to be there as well. We just needed that to formalize and get each other in each other's calendar because we're very busy, right? And they came wanting to do exactly what I packaged. I was like, I just want to have coffees with people and talk about these topics, future of work, startups, tech, connection. And I was able to attract all these people. These people turned far more than, right? I put a value on it, one which was money. So it brought in a couple $1,000s. But it also led me to my first employee, my first investor. I fell in love through it accidentally.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. And I now have this global network where if I ever travel to one of these countries, it was enough of a connection that I will take the time to go, meet up again.
Wow.
And so I was like, oh, wow, that's a lot of value, and it's not just monetary, but that just gets us there. It like sets a price to value each other's time and like can be considerate of you taking an hour of your day to connect with me because I am like curious. And so I was like,
Sorry.
Yeah, that's what started it. And I was like, oh, What if I could package a little offer that everyone could opt into? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, Ash, would you like to be available for a few coffee and conversations for the world? Mm. I'm going to upload this to my marketplace where I sell.
Yep.
Interesting ways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it evolved from there. That was, it's amazing. Evolved. Yeah. So, but it started from feeling that immediate oh, call.
Yeah. What an amazing kind of a, thought you had to be able to connect with people and learn and also give your knowledge and experience to them. That's fantastic. But there's another interesting aspect that's beginning to emerge, which is connecting the older, more experienced people with the younger people. And I believe you're doing that also.
Yes.
Share with me some examples of how you're doing this and what are the results?
Oh, happily. I'm so happy you asked that question because there is such, I've noticed by talking to my audience who ranges from 17 to 86 is our oldest brain. I'm just about to onboard someone that's 93, so it'll increase. Is that people on this scale, the ones that have been the longest with us, the most experience, their role right now they just want to share their stories and then that's what they need. Mm. Over here, the students just want permission to ask, especially now they're really isolated and university does not scratch that itch and it should. And we're trying to do that. And matching those two through a platform that we're getting all comfortable to use, Zoom, correct. Profiles that show each other off personally and professionally. Mm-hmm. So onboarding the world's elders, right? That could be a book in of itself. Mm-hmm. Meet the world's elders,
correct.
You know, meet one a month. My gosh, I'll tell you, what that'll open up to, at the same time, meet the world's students because my God, what they're working on and thinking
about—it's
gorgeous. So, two other credits that I used as part of Meet the World's People as I'm going through this program that I've developed. One was the Egyptian about the Egyptian Revolution. One was Yoka. She's our oldest brain. She's a Holocaust survivor. Wow. She's an NLP trainer. She was one of the first women that went to university for kinesiology. Mm-hmm. She's interesting. And so I used my credit on her and I talked about grief. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if you understand a deep thing that I just went through and experienced for the first time, it'd be grief. Mm-hmm. Tell me your perspective on it. And that conversation was like, whoa, right? Of course. Mm-hmm. And then my third credit I used on a 17-year-old, the youngest brain in our database, because I wanted to feel the spectrum.
Right.
Spectrums are so beautiful. We're starting to realize that we're not just binary.
Absolutely.
So I picked a young boy from Morocco's brain, and he was really interested in Web3, NFTs, crypto, and he didn't want to be Muslim anymore. And we talked about those things.
Wonderful.
And what he wanted to do, where he was going to apply as a student in Morocco, where he wanted to go. I was very interested in that. It's so nice because I don't have grandparents anymore. Yeah.
Hmm.
How do I get to connect with people outside 80? Where do I go to make an 80-year-old friend right now? Tell me, nowhere.
Yeah.
Zero places can I do that.
Hmm. How amazing. That's just so amazing what you're doing. But now moving on, you are also doing a lot of work on reimagining the future of work. And I'm sure a lot of it is also coming out in your multiple conversations that you're facilitating for many, many people.
Yeah.
Let me start by asking you, Maxine, what do you foresee as the future of work?
I'll describe how I feel about it and then how we're trying to allow us to move into that. But it is very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
It is more passion driven.
Mm-hmm.
It is multiple revenue streams. It is human connection is built into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
Very evolving. So that's what I feel like work should feel like. Pick My Brain lets you play with different revenue streams. So I said, we started with the coffee and conversation and the Pick My Brain call, something that we're also very familiar with. Can I pick your brain? We also have learned how to package and price other bigger offers.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, would you mentor me for 3 months every week? Can we meet up every week and talk for 3 months for 5K or 3K, a higher ticket item? We want to build a relationship. Can I buy 50 hours of your time up front for you to ask you to think about a project? Wow. You know, different than Upwork per hour, where the freelancer actually has to wait to be paid as well. So you can actually put creative thought towards it. You're getting paid to just do, whereas like, here's 50 hours up front. I'd like you to run a campaign for Pick My Brain. You know, I'm going to invest in a fraction of your brain and your style and your network. And I got to know if you're open for that. Can we do business that way? So we're just finding new ways for people to offer their time, knowledge, and experience that is flexible, is based on a conversation to start, is passion driven. Everything that you shop on Pick My Brain is there because you want to do it.
Right.
And get fun, have fun with packaging it. Go from anything from a coffee and conversation to a 3 month mentorship offer to, are you available to doing workshops for my company? You know, to a 90 minute call. We're going to play. We're learning what sticks, right? The aggregate is still there. Here's everyone in the world you can book for a coffee and conversation for $75. All the way to unique. Did you know you could book this guy for a year? And, you know, yeah, we'll see what it turns into. People are getting creative with that.
Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. And, you know, my next question to you is on the pandemic. How has that impacted the future of work? I mean, I think we are all coming out of it, and yet we keep getting these shocks that something has restarted somewhere. But I'd love to get your thoughts.
Yes, I would love to have that conversation too. But I think it's the most interesting thing to happen a future of work that would have never happened without the pandemic. And I'm grateful for the pandemic. I know it's caused a lot of hurt and pain, but there's a lot of gratitude I have for trauma as well. And we really quickly overnight learned how to work from our computers. You and I probably, you know, well, you were already casting an international ed in podcasting. But yeah, we all learned how to really quickly check in digitally, which gave us the opportunity to become more flexible and more globally connected and comfortable with the tools that let each other see our family more. And 70% of the workforce changed overnight. That, and something that never would have happened without a pandemic. There's no way all those companies would be like, work from home. We're going to grant every, you know, we needed something like that to happen to lead to that. And to me, that is such an interesting value add and unlock, slows transportation, optimizes time. You got to invest in your space because you're in it a lot. Where do you want to live now? Now you get to decide where you want to live based on circadian rhythms and cravings and family. People had to relook at themselves and be like, what is important again? My goodness, we just got woken up with life and death again.
Correct.
Right. So that makes us be like, I'm going to focus on what I care about. Values are important to me. One revenue stream is risky. Does this company even care about me? Who am I if I work under this as opposed to build a personal brand? Do I want to be of service to others?
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, what a refresh. We got a reset. And I want to keep that conversation going because I don't want to fall back into, you know, it is a real chance to unlock some new ways of playing and doing business with each other.
Fascinating. So I've got time for two more questions. My next question to you is that what you are talking about is a lot that is happening with the younger generation, which are people like you who are probably young millennials or Gen Zs. How are the millennials and Gen Zs reacting in the future of work with the older people who have maybe a different mindset, but a lot of experience?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I I'm going to comment on what I've seen mm-hmm. in the younger generation, and that is actually a bit of they're lost, mm-hmm. Feeling isolated, mm-hmm. and like, what's the point? Because we're like destroying the planet, and Russia is still being a dick, and like, we're pretty like, what is the point? And it worries me, actually. I've connected at a few universities and given some talks, and consistently what comes back is tapped out a little bit youth. Mm-hmm. And I think they need the idea of this creative future, because it's a pretty cool time too. They really go for experience. Mm-hmm. Right. Too. I don't think they've yet discovered the power of how do I know I want an 80-year-old friend? Mm. I got to frame that back to me now. Like, I do want to make sure I have conversations with the elders, but where do I do that as the youth? I don't know. Mm. I think we need to introduce that and create a few more of those stories. How much I learned from talking to my 17-year-old in Morocco and my 84-year-old in Amsterdam, you know? And a real convenient way for the youth to talk, they got to shop like they shop on Amazon. Pick My Brain is a shopping experience. Shop for a conversation. Browse by country, age, culture, tags. We're just making it, that is how the youth transfer $465 trillion mm-hmm. worth of, you know, that's how they shop. So I'm going to use that. And make it comfortable for them and gamify it. Here's your 10 credits. Meet 10 people a year. That's your baseline challenge. Okay. You're on Netflix. You should be on Meet the World's People. Yeah. It's a commitment.
Well done. Yeah. Great thoughts. And my last question to you, Maxine, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to us through this conversation. What would you say are three lessons you would like our viewers and listeners to take back from our conversation?
These questions get you thinking so much. It's so good. What is the most important thing I want you to take from this? I want you to experience what it's like to book a brain, number one, because you got to feel it to never want to not have it. Mm. I want you to go to pickmybrain.world and I want you to just book a conversation with someone who you feel called to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I want you to go outside and connect with someone outside of your world for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's what I want you to do. Number one, mm-hmm. one chance to have a conversation with someone you don't know and look at their profile and what they want to talk about and feel it. Second, I want you to walk away from that experience like you need more, because you know that will help you be of service and connect with the world and have some perspectives. And then I want you to sign up for Meet the World's People, mm-hmm. which is a commitment to meet one new person every month mm-hmm. for a year. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to believe in yourself and use all this knowledge to better your life in every single way, mm-hmm. because it's possible to do that in financially, spiritually, mm-hmm. professionally and personally, travel. And not be okay with the rules completely changing. Know that they have, we're playing a different sport. Mm. It's everyone's game. We're rediscovering what's valuable. I want you to check in with where you're spending your money and where you're putting your time and energy and effort. Mm. And if it's pointed towards things that are in alignment. And the way to get there is just have a bunch of conversations and you'll find it. That would be my message.
Amazing. Maxine, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about the incredible things that you're doing to connect people through Pick My Brain, through your conversations over coffee. Thank you for talking to me about reimagining the future of work and what you think is your perspective on where the next generation of people are going to be looking at for multiplicity of revenue streams, mm-hmm. as life progresses for everyone. Thank you again for speaking to me and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel like we're twins out in the internet world.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Brand Called You videocast and podcast.
platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.